Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley. This hour of Ebling and You being brought to you exclusively by AT&T. Find out what's possible when you can record your shows and play them back in any room with AT&T Total Home DVR. AT&T, rethink possible. Very happy to welcome in our first guest who will be with us in just a moment, and that is MSU President Luana K. Simon. She's on a very busy schedule, and we expect to hear from her momentarily. We're also going to talk with another very familiar name Michigan State fans will be able to relate to, and that is Tim Bogracus from the MSU Alumni Association. And he and I are actually going to be doing a live chat together at Spartan Stadium for SpartanTailgate.com, and that is on Wednesday afternoon. So we look forward to that as well. It's great to be able to have Brenda Lawrence on the show so soon after the State Democratic Party convention, and the fact that she is going to be joining Virge Bernero. I guess they've got the mayors covered. They've got the mayors of Lansing and Southfield working together, and that's a little bit different program than normally you would find with a gubernatorial ticket. They try to balance the ticket and have people with different viewpoints and perspectives and experience levels in government, much as you see with the Republican ticket with Rick Snyder, who is an entrepreneur, an outsider, and, of course, Brian Calley, who is a state representative from Portland. So they're going at it a little bit different direction, but very, very different approach to this. And you see different plans for the two parties now and what they're approaching, the whole Main Street agenda with the Democrats and the Republicans talking about reinventing Michigan. So some very different viewpoints, and as we look forward to the final 9 weeks of the campaign, we're going to find out a lot more about the viewpoints here. Not that we don't have a pretty good idea where the candidates stand, but the fact that they will be working together on the same stage at least three times, I understand. It looks like they're going to be having three debates, and we'll have plenty of other opportunities to interview them individually. So we look forward to that, and we hope that we'll be able to present as many clear differentiations between the candidates. And we're going to spend a lot of time as well this month and next month talking about issues and various races along the way. Certainly a lot of attention being paid to that 7th congressional district race with Mark Schauer, the incumbent, versus the one-time incumbent, Tim Walberg. And when we get both of them together, we would like to have them in studio. Don't know if that's going to work out or not, but Mark Schauer's already said that just tell him the time and the day, he'll be here. And it'll be interesting to see if Tim Walberg will join him. We're going to have Tim on the show a little bit closer to the election, so we look forward to that as well. We've had some feedback on the Get a Job segments, and people seem to really be enjoying that. A lot of different subjects being talked about, a lot of different approaches to the employment perspective, and we will be having that again today at about 5:50. Very happy to welcome in our first guest of the day, very, very busy lady, and that is MSU President Luana K. Simon. Hello, Luana.
How are you, Jack?
Just fine. Hope that you aren't in the midst of any traffic jams with all the students returning to school.
Well, no, actually Roy and I are just leaving football practice and going over to a reception at the house as part of the usual first week of school activities.
Now, did Mark D'Antonio let you call the first play of the season?
No, but I didn't ask to do that either. Figured they know better than I do what that should be.
Well, I'm glad to hear that as a university president, you're not trying to micromanage athletics. That's a very good thing. In terms of what the school year represents and changes at Michigan State University, it is constantly changing, constantly evolving. What is the big difference in 2010 for students who are coming back? What are they going to see?
Well, I think that they're going to see the beginning of the neighborhood concept in Hubbard Hall with a change in physical facilities and the experiment that will become the neighborhood concept for the campus. They're going to see a spectacular building at Brody, along with the beginning of the renovation of the residence halls in Brody. But part of it's an eating facility, a dining facility now, but it also next fall will open up the academic facilities within the Brody complex, which will also permit us to do many more things for our students academically.
I'm supposed to be having lunch over there at Brody Wednesday, and I've been told by my friend Ken Horvath that it is one of the top facilities you'll find anywhere, and I'm anxious to see the changes in dorm food.
Well, I think that if you go any place on campus, you'll see that we've increased the quality significantly in the food available. We've also tried to recognize the needs of our students so that, unlike your day, where there were fixed hours for eating, you can go anywhere on campus between 7 and midnight and eat as often as you want.
I thought you were going to say, unlike in your day where you had to shoot your own food.
Well, no, I know you're a bit younger than
thank
that.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Luana.
I think you were. You may have had to have a tie for Sunday dinner, but...
those things have changed quite a bit.
So we've really worked very hard over the past to try to move this into a way where eating and the residence hall dining facilities are part of building community. And I think what you see in Brody is just an extension of the opening of Snyder Phillips with many sort of stations and different types of food. I think you'll really be really impressed. But more impressed next year when you see the engagement center in full swing.
MSU President Luana K. Simon, our guest on Ebling and You. Luana, you talk about community, and Michigan State has a history, being the nation's oldest land-grant college, and then, of course, some of the other things that have happened with extension and spreading the Michigan State message, not only locally but globally. Now we have a couple of things I think are particularly interesting with One Book, One Community and this Habitat for Humanity house. Have they convinced you to come over and pound in a couple of nails on this house?
Well, we're working on a calendar to do that. I think that I'd be pretty better holding the board than pounding the nail, but I could get my swing down. But I also think that we had the reaction today of the students to David Eggers was really very warm and
yes,
and very, very positive. I think he did a great job with the community yesterday, and as part of this, the Zaytoons have agreed to come to East Lansing,
great,
and be a part of another presentation where they will talk about their own story and some of the emotions behind it and what we can learn together from that experience. And so that's I think the Sunday after the Notre Dame game. So
Luana,
we invited them to a football game as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. Is there a likelihood that this would spark an MSU effort in the Gulf? There's still an awful lot of work to be done down there, not just with Katrina, but with the oil spill. And maybe spring break with a purpose or something else that would involve an ongoing relationship between Michigan State and the people of the Gulf Coast?
Actually, over the 5 years since Katrina, we have been continuing to send students and faculty in varieties of break activities to New Orleans, and have continued some of the academic connections that began in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. So those simply have not gotten the attention because they're part of the day-to-day activity of the campus and our student service learning operation. So we're really pleased for that. I think that this five-year anniversary causes us all to want to reflect. The oil spill in the Gulf, there have been scientists who have been involved, but also the oil spill in Michigan. And MSU Extension folks were right on the scene, and our faculty have been involved in looking at those issues as well.
Michigan State University President Luana K. Simon, our guest on Ebling and You. Luana, in terms of being a university president, you have to see the big picture. You have to deal with the overall economic focus of the university, and there's always a quest to do more with less. How is that going to affect the students, the incoming class of 2010?
Well, as you know, through the Shaping the Future exercise, we've tried to anticipate the economic circumstances and plan for them in a way that's not an abrupt change to our students, and also one that's consistent with our normal processes. So there are some programs that have been changed for our students, but those you've read about, so there's no surprises there. We have tried to manage the freshman class to about 7,000 to sustain the student-faculty ratio at 17 to 1. Mm-hmm. And I think we're going to be successful in doing that. Mm-hmm. You'll also see that that with the Engagement Center, there's going to be much more attention on moving students through a university experience in ways that give them more voice in the out-of-classroom environment, pushing study abroad, service learning, a wide variety of things that are always very, very, very positive. So I think that things are continuing to move in the right direction in spite of the economic circumstances. It just makes it tougher to do. I mean, we hope that we'll get to a point where Michigan is the finances are stabilized and people's investment in the future in higher education will be front and center.
Luana, maybe it is our experience in athletics that colors this to some degree, but people who are graduates of a certain university love to keep score, and we just saw some rankings from Forbes. We saw some rankings, very well-known rankings from U.S. News and World mm-hmm. Report, having Michigan State ranked, I believe, number 79 in the nation, mm-hmm. and all the Big Ten schools ranked from, I think, 12 to about 80. So,
yeah.
Can you comment on that, and how relevant are those rankings, and what does it mean for Michigan State?
Well, you know, our goal is to remain among the top 100 in the world, you know, and so we continue to try to achieve that goal, and we've done that again. I think the rankings are a little bit sensitive to the level of in-state students that we have, because mm-hmm. Some of the numbers are a function of in-state students. And our commitment to in-state students, we're about 20%, which is actually where John Hanna was back in the 1960s.
Right.
And most of our peer institutions are in the 30 to 40% range now. So when you think about what that means to the number of high school valedictorians, a whole range of other issues that affects those numbers, and it doesn't take much to switch the rankings around.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think I would rather have a university that's true to its mission, and we know where Michigan State stands for the residents of this state. Luana, thank you so much for joining us, and look forward to talking with you often during 2010 and 11.
Well, thank you, Jack, and thanks to all your listeners for their support of TMSU, and we're sorry about the traffic, but it does bring economic vitality to the region.
There you go. That's a good way to look at it. I'll remember that the next time I'm stuck on Grand River.
Right. Just think about all those people who are buying things and moving through the community.
We'll be right back. Lansing City Council President Aylin Robinson up next on Ebling and You.